Hey friends, welcome to Naked in Truth, the podcast that's designed to open up your mind, to help you break down walls and barriers in your life that you might not even know exist yet. But don't worry, every wall that we break down together on this podcast allows you the opportunity to level up and create your impact. With that being said, I think it's time for us to get honest, vulnerable, and naked in truth. Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Naked in Truth podcast. It is your host and your coach, Sari D. If you can tell, there's something a little off with my voice. I unfortunately have gotten a cold. It is a good doozy and gave me the sore throat to go along with it. Now, I have not had a sore throat while being sick in quite a long time, but I do have to say I have not been sick this often in forever, which is a big sign that, hey, my body is obviously being hit with stress. And once I tell this story, you guys will understand why, but it's very interesting that every single time I seem to go through something really stressful in the last year, it ends up triggering both my husband and I getting sick. So here we are. I hope that you guys can bear with me through this episode because I know I sound a little raspy and nasally, but hopefully we will get through the main point of this episode. So when it comes to our outlook on life, it is very easy for us to go through hard things and almost fixate on those being the definition of our life. I know back when I was a lot younger, a lot less self-aware, I used to almost identify by the bad things that I went through in life. And I think a lot of you guys are going to understand what I mean by that. It's like I held it as an identity, each thing that I went through that was negative. Even though there were so many accomplishments and positive things that I did in my life, it was much easier for me to just simply hold on to these moments as if they defined me in a pity way, right? In a way where I stood out from others and woe is me mindset. Whereas, you know, a lot of these things that we're going through that are negative and terrible and unbearable and stressful and, you know, mind-boggling on how to even handle sometimes, you know, it's important for us to understand that those don't define us as us going through a really bad life. Those are meant to define us in a way of how they grow us, right? And simply looking at it in these two different lights are going to be a huge difference on how you view your life, what your perception of your life is, your quality of life. And I think that many of us are holding on to these things that we go through that aren't necessarily great. Like nobody wishes them upon anybody, but the things that have been chosen for us that we're going through, and we need to not allow us to identify as people who go through hard things and that we simply just have hard lives and that it's like this constant victim mindset and mentality. What we need to understand is that who did we become in those moments? Who did it allow us to grow into? And a lot of the time, if we're only seeing it in the woe is me mindset and victim mentality, then a lot of the time we didn't take the growth from that experience the way that we should have. And that's what I really want to make sure for 2024, we are being self-aware in that fact that when we go through things, we're not a victim. We are meant to grow from these situations, and we need to understand what that looks like and what our responsibility is in order for us to hit that next horizon. Now, it's really funny because, as you guys know, I've been in very much of a stress detox, and actually today was my first day that I have had a true amount of caffeine in 30 days. So I'm so proud of myself for being able to get this done because it genuinely was a nervous system reset that I genuinely needed. But without me being honest with myself that, hey, my nervous system does need to be reset. And that means that I need to step away from something that even though I like it, it might not be serving me anymore. Yeah, that's what I needed to do, was step away from the caffeine, and I did it. Was it easy? No, it was not. But I truly recognize that, you know, where I'm at in my life, I don't want to have caffeine in it on the daily, simply for the fact that I am a person who will want to devour too much caffeine. Coming back to it after 30 days, I'm like, you know what? I'm still not at that point. So I'm going to enjoy some on vacation when we head off to vacation in a couple of weeks. But for my day-to-day, getting shit done at home, that type of thing, I do not want to be introducing it in every single day. So we'll see where I grow from here. But the point of this is that I have been on a stress detox, and it has been a wild ride this last little while. And by last little while, I mean pretty much this last year and some. So I was coming into 2024. I'm like, I'm ready for new horizons. You know, it's going to be good health for everybody. No major family things going on. It's just going to be chill, right? And just the year where all of this hard work just comes to fruition. Now, we ended up getting some news where it was completely mind-boggling, and we almost lost a family member pretty much. Now, this family member is injured severely, but by the grace of God, they did not lose their life in a situation where they could have. Now, this is a very big taxing moment on somebody's stress, right? Like, you never want the people who you care about the most to get hurt. And, you know, we're never ready to say goodbye to our loved ones. But in a moment where it really is a terrible situation, we're able to view it in a way where we're looking at trying to find each positive in it that we can. You know, the fact that a lot of these listeners aren't Christians, I want to make sure that every single person listening believes in something bigger than them. No matter who it is, no matter what it is, I think it's so important to make sure that you believe in something bigger than you. And if you guys looked at the title of this podcast is Count Your Blessings for a Reason, because I don't think we understand how many times we brush up with the potential chance of dying, getting severely injured, you know, going through really bad things, but we end up being protected and end up having something lesser happen, where we look at that lesser as the worst thing that could possibly happen to us. So, for example, I want to break this down further. You look at that injury with our family member, that could have been worse, right? And that's why I'm saying count your blessings on this one, because of the fact that, yes, what happened was absolutely terrible. And yes, it is going to be something that, you know, takes time to overcome, but it could have been so much worse. And I think that in these moments, we could have looked at it as, why are all these terrible things happening to us? It's already been such a hard year with family. You know, how could we start off this year with something so stressful happening with family again, when we thought that we were going to be clear for a while? But this is the wild ride with life, is that there's always going to be those ups and downs. And I just genuinely want us to recognize how many times we've actually had something benefit us, but because it was still a tragic situation or a bad situation or a scary situation or a sad situation, we view it as this tragedy that is now defining us of having a bad life, or that we always fail, or that people always leave us, or that bad things always happen to us, right? Like, I think you guys are starting to probably get the gist of what I'm trying to portray here, because it's so easy for us to go through these things and take on a victim mindset and not realize that there was blessings in between that were actually preventing us from getting more severely hurt, or preventing us from being in a worse situation, or God forbid, somebody actually passing away, okay? So if that wasn't crazy enough to start off the week, then a couple days later, I was driving home and, you know, it's just funny because we haven't had snow all year in this winter season so far until that day. And so it was a bad snowstorm and I'm not concerned about that. Like, I have great winter tires, thanks to my husband. Woo. He's always on my tire game. So I gotta give him a shout out for that because I graciously appreciate good tires when it's icy out. But I just felt like something was different while I was driving that day. And I just didn't think much of it. But when I look back on it now, it's like I could just kind of feel it. Because when I was going to turn into where I live, there's a big hill. And unlike some hills, you can kind of see around them sometimes. But this big hill, and it's like a double lane of highway traffic, you can't see over. So there was somebody that was driving in front of me. And they started, and they were driving so slow that I actually had to put my four-way flashers on because I was scared if somebody came up behind me. Remember, it's a little bit of a snowstorm here, that they would have rear-ended me. And I'm like, hey, buddy, like starting to get a little frustrated because, like, yes, there's being cautious, but then there's also like, hey, you're being so cautious, you're going to seriously cause an accident. So we're climbing up this hill. I have my four-way flashers on. As soon as you peak this hill, then you need to start going off to the left-hand side to turn into the place that I live. And so right as we're heading over this hill and just starting to get into that left-hand lane, all of a sudden there's a vehicle that's driving on this double lane highway the wrong fucking way. Now, I have seen a lot of people drive on the wrong side of the road, and whenever you pass them, they generally know what they're doing because they're like, oh my gosh, like I'm coming at oncoming traffic, and they look confused or scared or panicked, whatever it is. This person was literally laughing. And I was like, oh my gosh, like something is not, like, I just knew in that moment when I saw him laughing that I was like, something seriously bad is going to happen and I need to follow him. Because if I would have been literally, guys, like 15 seconds, not even behind, we would have smashed at the top of that hill, which is so crazy to think about because, you know, how, like, you think about your day earlier and all of the things that you could have done to be 15 seconds more delayed, right? Like, seriously, it was by the grace of God, in my opinion. And this is where the story continues, though. So instead of turning into where I live, I flipped around on the highway. And so I'm literally watching him. I'm on the other side of the highway, double lane now. He is coming onto multiple vehicles. I mean, vehicles are weaving out of the way. They're trying to flash their brights. And it didn't last more than 5 seconds until, boom, head-on fucking collision. And so I pull over. I actually ended up getting myself stuck in the ditch when I pulled over because there's a vehicle in front of me and I could feel my wheels start to get lost in the snow a little bit and I couldn't go forward because they were there. But luckily the firemen pushed me out later. So cheers to those firemen. But I got out of the vehicle and the one vehicle who was not the culprit, he was the victim. He was in the van by himself and his van was on fire. It was by the grace of God that he, A, wasn't injured. Like, obviously, he's going to have some major whiplash and some bruising and stuff to his hand as well. It was all cut open. But he got out of the vehicle and I'm like yelling, like, are you okay? Are you okay? And you can just tell that he's just dazed and confused, just like looking around, not sure what had just happened. So then I was able to cross the highway and I was yelling and I'm like, are you okay? Did he hit you? And he's like, yeah, I think so. And so the guy who was driving on the wrong side of the highway, he's around the same age as me, like 20s, early 30s. He's on the other side of the highway crashed. And so this guy ends up coming up to us and he was just over talking to the guy who had created the head-on collision. And I was like, is he on drugs or alcohol? And he's like, I can't really tell. I was like, interesting. So they asked if anybody had blankets. And this is where I tell you guys, like, seriously, make sure that your vehicle is stocked up with stuff. You never know when you're going to need it. Like snacks, candles, tow ropes, freaking blankets, all sorts of goodies, like whatever you can pretty much keep in there. Like, seriously, make yourself a safety pack. So I ran and grabbed some blankets. We put it over the guy who was in the van. And like, we all had to start stepping away from the vehicle because the fire just kept growing on it. And it eventually like combusted the vehicle because, of course, it was filled with gas recently too. So it was like a full tank of gas on that bad boy. But if he would have had somebody in the back seat of that vehicle, I genuinely don't know how we would have gotten them out. And with how much of a fire there was, how quickly that was burning on the vehicle by the time that the fire department was able to make it there with their hoses, you know, we would have been in a way worse situation, because we're talking about everybody who was involved in this walking away without any severe injuries, which is absolutely mind-blowing. So with the person who created the accident, I started talking to him. And, you know, like, I've seen a lot of people on drugs and alcohol, and I can tell you he was not on drugs and alcohol. I looked at his eyes. I looked at his pupils. I like the conversation with him and everything. And so I asked him where he's from, and he said, and he asked me where I'm from, and I said, and then he was just like talking to me as if it was a normal conversation. And he said that he needed to go to the city. He needed to go to the city. And we're like, well, you can't go to the city right now. Like, you need to stay here until the police get here because you just created this accident. And he's like, what can we do to fix this? What can we do to fix this? And we're like, there's nothing that you're going to be able to do until the police come here, and we'll go from there. And he goes, okay, okay. And then he starts walking up to the vehicle with his hand raised out in front of him, and he's like muttering things under his breath. It like reminded me of like him like thinking that he had magic powers, that he was going to stop this fire. And so in conversation with him, we got him away from the vehicle, and I asked him like if he's from here because he had an accent, and he said that he was from France and that he's been here for like 5 years. And it's so funny because just in his, and I don't mean funny as in haha, but funny as in peculiar, because I could just tell that what I was dealing with was somebody who was manic. As soon as the police arrived, he was literally asking the police for a ride to the city. That's all he could focus on. He just didn't even understand or comprehend that he almost killed multiple people. He created a serious accident, and by the grace of God, nobody died in this. And so it was one of those experiences where I have seen tons of people drive on the wrong side of the road. Never have I felt compelled that I needed to follow this person, turn around and follow this person. It is seriously by the grace of God that nobody got seriously injured, that there wasn't somebody in the back of this van that we wouldn't have been able to properly rescue, in my opinion. You know, maybe we might have, but that person would have definitely sustained some serious injuries, and it would have been so much more riskier for any of the firefighters involved to try to have to do that. So I'm just so grateful that in a situation that is so scary, everybody ended up being okay in it, right? So it was a wild week in that regard. There was a few other things that had taken place as well, of just like losses in the community and just, you know, those things that make you stop and assess life and really recognize what you have and how important it is to, you know, communicate how you're feeling, to make sure that you do things that you love, to always make sure that you, you know, say that you love the person that you love before you leave, and not leaving the house angry or keeping grudges on people. You know, I can't tell you how many times we need to actually count our blessings, but many of us want to view these things that we go through and hold ourselves as victims to it. I could sit here and say that it was the most terrible week, And, you know, even though we had a family member severely injured, a near miss accident, and now we're both sick as dogs, my husband is, and I, you know, it's one of those things where we're here counting our blessings more than we are our burdens. And this is what the true meaning of life is recognizing that these moments that test us and push us and make us question our sanity and our ability to keep going, those are the ones that are pulling out the attributes that really define who we are and allow us to understand our values and what's most important to us. You know, if we actually learn from these life lessons, it's going to allow us to really shape our lives into what we actually want it to be. But without any tests or trials, you're never going to know what your potential is. And that is all that this podcast and Authentically Fit is about, is owning your true potential. So I know that 2024 is going to be the most incredible year. I am claiming that. I am calling that. I am refusing anything but that. But that's going to come from perception. So that means that no matter what I go through, I need to make sure that I'm looking at my life and counting my blessings, because that moment that I got held up an extra 10 minutes in traffic that made me late, that might have been God saving my life from getting into a car accident, right? There's so many things that happen on the day-to-day that we don't understand. And like I said, many of you don't believe in God or Jesus or, you know, something bigger than you. And that's what I call on you to do, is to genuinely find something that you can put your hope in and know that there's something bigger and greater than you out there looking out for you. So I just want to close off this episode by thanking you guys for tuning in, because we are going to be able to be leaders in our society in how we handle our hearts, how we choose to own our potential, and how we show up in situations where they might be extremely devastating, scary, hard, but because of the way that we show up with integrity, honor, respect, and self-awareness, we're going to always be able to get through it and to be able to inspire others to start building attributes that actually serve them in their life too. So continue to be the leaders that you know that you are meant to be. Keep looking at those hard situations as life lessons, not losses. And only allow your identity to be found in the growth that you're making day over day, week over week, year over year. I love you guys, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
And that's another honest episode dropped. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Naked in Truth, where we come together every Monday morning to set the week off with intention. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram page at Naked in Truth Podcast to stay up to date on future episodes, guest speakers, and other kick-ass info that can help you continue to create your impact. And you know that reviews are so valuable when it comes to building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please, please, please drop some love on Apple Podcast reviews and share this episode with someone who you think needs it. Thank you guys so much again for tuning into today's episode. I'll catch you next Monday. And don't forget, love always wins.